Women's Suffrage by Adam, Mia, Grady, and Kendra.
It was 1848, and society was on the verge of a new revolution.
Women wanted the same rights and opportunities as men, beginning with the right to vote.
Though women made up nearly half the country, their voices were silenced.
Around 200 women gathered in Seneca Falls, New York, to discuss this injustice. And many more would later join in protest.
The date is July 19th, 1848. The Seneca Falls Convention Center is crowded with women. This convention at the Wesleyan Chapel has been organized by Lucretia Mott and Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
We need to work together and get our lawmakers to listen to us. And for that, we need the right to vote.
Let's spread this message across the nation.
Women's rights are human rights! Women's rights are human rights!
People worked hard in organizations like the National Women's Party and the National American Women's Suffrage Association to fight for women's suffrage between now and
1917. Women were enfranchised in many American states and countries overseas. And finally, on August 18, 1920, the 14th Amendment was passed, giving women the right to vote.
Prominent figures of women's suffrage were
Susan B. Anthony, born in Massachusetts on February 15, 1820. Raised as a Quaker, she later worked as a teacher and writer. She led the National American Women's Suffrage Association with Elizabeth Cady Stanton. The day may be approaching when the whole world will recognize women as the equals of men.
Elizabeth Cady Stanton, born in Johnstown, New York in 1815. Concentrated on abolishing slavery during the Civil War, and later shifted more towards equality for women. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal.
Alice Paul, born in New Jersey in 1885, she grew up as a Quaker and attended Swarthmore College. She formed the National Women's Party in collaboration with Lucy Burns. We women of America tell you that America is not a democracy. 20 million women are denied the right to vote.
These prominent women all stood up and changed the law for the better.
Some of the organizations they were a part of included
the National American Women's Suffrage Association was a group that took action by peaceful protest and letters to lawmakers.
The National Women's Party was formed by Alice Paul and Lucy Burns. They took more radical action to make a change.
The reason for women's suffrage was simple. America could not be a true democracy if half the population could not vote.
We are humans, and our Declaration claims we are all equal, yet we are denied the most basic right in a democracy.
We need to let the lawmakers hear what we have to say about our current elections.
Now, women are more respected than ever. Today we have more women lawyers and doctors and even women running for president.
Thanks for listening.